I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the os and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is hamburgers. I was sitting in the world's very first Margaritaville around 1985 with my friend and business partner, Prol Perry. It was and is located on Duval Street. Jimmy Buffett happened to be at his new foray in the restaurant world, saw us, and sat down at our table. We were just receiving our cheeseburgers, yes, in paradise, when the singer, who always seemed to be on the edge of a smile, asked me, "Chef, would you go with red onions or the white ones if it were up to you?" I studied the color contrast it would mean, thought of our approximation to Bermuda, and answered, "Red for me, Jimmy." His smile bloomed, and he tipped back his cocktail. Burgers. I have cooked and consumed my share. I will declare a winner in the best ever category and say that my wife, Janet, makes the best I've ever had. That doesn't mean I won't keep sampling other versions. She scoffs after so many years of holding the crown, but that is the nature of a champion. There is a chef now working in New York City, originally from somewhere else, like about half of that teeming town, which is also why it's our most amazing food city in America. He happens to be from the Philippines. Now he operates what he calls a Filipino gastropub in the East Village. His name is Miguel Trinidad, and his place is named Jeepney. Jeepneys were basically Jeeps that were left behind at the end of World War II. They were stripped down and customized by the locals. Metal roofs were added for shade, and they decorated the vehicles with riotous tropical colors. Another item left behind from the American occupation of the Philippines during wartime was a lust for burgers. Miguel distinguishes his burgers with a pork sausage he crowns his otherwise beef burger with. He denies cheese on his burgers, but supplies a nice fatty bump with his home-cured longanisa-styled sausage. He makes his by massaging freshly ground pork and pork fat with garlic, paprika, salt, brown sugar, white wine, and some things he may have skipped telling us, for 24 hours before forming it and laying it on some ground beef he presses into a cylindrical mold. What moves me once again to seek him out next time we are up that way will be the banana ketchup he created to serve on them. You see, tomatoes were not really part of the Philippine pantry, so they got creative with what they have, love that, and to boot, he bumps it all with a mayo made with garlic and soy sauce, so you know you are in a different realm. Long ago, I worked in a joint that featured standard working-class fare. "Compliments to the chef" was not a phrase to expect in that place. But one day, Sally, our sweet, if pixelated waitress, sauntered back to my window we shoved our plates onto when they were ready for pickup and said, "Hey, guess what? The guy out here on table 3 said your cheeseburger was the best he ever ate." I chewed on that a moment and thought, wow, that is pretty huge. I mean, how many would a person have eaten in their life to choose one as the best? It wasn't like I made him sweetbreads and capers, which he might have had once before, and mine didn't even have banana ketchup. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.